Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord God, for another opportunity to be inside your secret place, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, just for your love and your tenderness that you show to us every day, the amount of grace and mercy that you disperse in our lives, not only to help us get over our past, but to direct our path into our future. We just honor your presence and your anointing in this place today. You truly are God in here. And we love you and we thank you for what you're about ready to do in every individual lives in here that has set in their hearts to change. We count victory as done. Hallelujah. Today, Lord God, just use this vessel for your glory and your honor. Minister a rhema word through it. And we forever give your name the glory and honor in Jesus' name. And the people of God say amen and amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. It's just a sweet anointing in this place. It's something about old hymns and old songs that stir up your spirit. Hallelujah. We need to start singing more of them. Makes my job a lot easier. I do have a word for the Lord. I want you to just spend a few seconds just looking at the person next to you and just walk them to the city. Just tell them, you know, just tell them something nice. I'm prepared to say. Listen, I do have a word that's been in my spirit, and I just wanted to place you in a good mood, because by the time I get finished with you, I don't know if you are or you're not. It depends on how much you self-examine yourself today. Hallelujah. I think I really need to deal with y'all in trials and tribulation and suffering today at the level, because I feel that so many people are going through, and it bothers me, because trials and tribulation are a normal thing in the life of a human being. Let me explain something to you. You suffer and you went through before you became saved. Why is it such a big deal you're going through after you become saved? We make it such much of a big deal. We got so much drama involved in it inside the church that we don't understand that we went through before we became saved. We need to understand that all of us, whether we are in Christ or not, whether we save or unsaved, are going to suffer some way or somehow. Hallelujah. If this is true, what's the difference than me before Christ and after Christ? Why haven't I changed my thinking? If I'm supposed to be a new creature in Christ Jesus, because what the church is doing, we are acting like we're not saved when we're going through. We deal with the same old, the same way. And Christ is not in none of it. I'm going somewhere. There's a scripture that I love that says, "But let none of you suffer as a murderer or the thief, or as an evildoer," this is my favorite, "or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian," hallelujah, hallelujah, "let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf." On what behalf? That I count it an honor and a privilege to suffer now that I know Christ, for Christ, where in the past I suffered and went through because of my own ignorance, my own mistakes. Now that I'm a part of a team, I'm going to take one for the. But there are people who knows Christ and still suffering as murderers, people who just like to destroy folks and kill people. Let me define these a little bit better. You know, I ain't never killed nobody. Yes, you have. Because you ran somebody away from church, you killed them. I ain't never stole. Yes, you have.
You done stole people's praise. Done stole folks' spirits. You just a destroyer and a stealer in the Christian realm. And busybodies, always up in everybody's business. Oh, my gosh. My gosh, my gosh, there's so many busybodies up inside church. The bees. Bzz, 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 bzz. So if I'm going to go through, Lady Marguerite, if I'm have to go through, I need to go through for Christ's sake. Because there's something that comes along with me suffering for Christ that's different than me suffering because I'm destroying people. I'm stealing people's joys. And I'm all up in your business. I deserve that one. So if I gotta suffer, I need you to teach me today, Pastor, how to get through my suffering times. How to get through my trial. How to get through my tribulation. Because it's inevitable. Every last one of y'all are going to go through something this month. Hold up. This week. Hold up. You're going through something now. Contrary to what you may think, the person next to you got something on their mind right now that is distracting them and hindering their movement this week. Whether it's an individual, whether it's finances, whether it's just something stupid that's going on the inside of them, they are struggling. Stop lying to ourselves. Church is not a bunch of high-minded Christians that is always caught up in the third realm, speaking as heavenly angels. Hallelujah. Some of them tongues you hear being speak. It's not tongues of edification. Well, let me help some of y'all out. It's tongues of despair and hurt and pain. Trying to get to God any way they can. Because they can't handle tomorrow if he doesn't show. Hallelujah. Some of us are not as deep as you think we are. Some of us struggling every day just to stay safe. Can't wait till God comes back. But we learn how to suffer properly in Jesus Christ. There are a few people I want to deal with in or shows up on the scene when they're suffering. My first one is the blamer. The blamer is someone who looks to blame others or to put fault upon someone else. Hallelujah, the blamer. This is the all-star cast of the suffering. These are the people who you see show up. They're going to blame pastor because he didn't send the word for their situation. They're going to blame the praise team because they didn't sing their song to get them through. They're going to blame who's closest to them, being the spouse, the husband, before allowing me to do what I did. Hold up. I allowed you to do. Hold you. I didn't put a gun up to your head. I didn't pull the trigger. I didn't make you do it. But they'll never take responsibilities for their own actions. Hallelujah. I feel like preaching this thing. They don't see their part in the problem. They can never say, it was me. I counseled somebody and I asked them a simple question to both of them. If you had the power to change the situation that you are in, in any way that you want to change it, you can change it. How would you change it? Without dealing with the other person. Neither one of them could answer it. Because we always look at somebody else's fault and never look for the solution to the problem. The blamer is famous for this. They hate being alone. Because whenever they're alone, they don't have no one to point a finger at. You got to be careful with these people. They gravitate to weaker vessels so they can blame them, for their own shortcomings. These are the ones you need to avoid. You ready? I don't want to spend too much time. The whiner. Everything is a cry fest. Hallelujah. They think that they can change God's mind by the tears that's come down their face. The whiners. The whiner is someone who won't stop complaining or crying about everything and everybody. The whiner. Oh, why me? Why me? Why me? Why not you? The whiner. They think the deliverance comes from them crying and whining. I got you, man. The whiner. He said, please preach this thing, pastor. And the worst part is when you got men that's whiners. Jellyback men that's whiners. I can't stand whining men. I sit in a counseling session with people. Can you please get to the point? The whiners. They take the route around that's the longest, just to, and they try to get all emotional. And you don't be like, why are you emotional? What's the problem here? The whiners. The next one is the gambler. Someone who takes risks in hope to gain an advantage or benefit. These people believe that they can predict the future. The gambler. I don't like these. These are the ones that scare me the most. They gamble with their lives and your lives too. The gambler. The sad part about it, they knows the odds. And they know the odds are against them. And they still take a chance so they can gain prestige and honor. The gambler. Don't even care about bringing God into the situation. They wants to be glorified. The gambler. Mr. Gullible. Someone is so easily persuaded to believe or to do something. These people are so easily deceived. Oh, my God. They can go outside and you can tell them that it is sunning and it's raining. I mean, it's sunny. And the sky is bright and it can be raining and rain to hit them. You say, no, that's just the rays from the sun. They be getting wet and you can they still believe the words that you say. Mr. and Mrs. Gullible, ones that do not have any word for themselves. Mr. and Mrs. Gullible, you believe people and not God. When you're going through, you're so gullible about the going through that he had one door for you and you listen to somebody and you seen the door said exit out of my trials and tribulation. And you listen to this person that tell you that's not an exit door. They got God saying, come on through, making it so plain to you. That's not God. Mr. and Mrs. Gullible. And my last one, the Christian hoodlum of the bunch, Mr. Bully. This one deals with everything with anger. Mad about everything. Things don't go that way. You can't stand being around them. Just argumentative about everything. I can't stand Mr. Bully. Trying to bully his way through praise and worship. Trying to make God do what they want. You either going to do it for me, God, or else.
Or else what?
So when they don't get their way, they leave and go somewhere else so they can get. Mr. Bully. They think they so deep and profound that they know everything. They know the means and the ways of getting things. And because it don't come to them, they resource to violence. Christianity violence. Y'all know what Christianity violence is? They cut and butcher everybody with the little word that they know. These are the folks that you feel like you've been in a fight with when you're on the phone with them. You done been 12 rounds, not with the devil, but with them. They're going to make you see it their way, Mr. Bully. And it's so sad because these personalities causes our attitudes to be diminished, that we are not able to gain victory through our trials and tribulations. So that's why we have churches, members, who stay in it way beyond the time that God has ordained for them to stay in it. Hallelujah. Because it was only supposed to come for a short time. But because of one of these characteristics that's in you, you're refusing to understand what God wants from you while you are in it. Hallelujah. That you can't gain victory in it, but you always want to pray for God to bring you out of it. But there's one more person that he's trying to bring into you to get you through all that you got to go through to come out of it. Hallelujah. And in 1 Peter 4, says it about as plain and simple as the next individual that needs to be up inside you. Hallelujah. That's the praiser. Hallelujah. That's the one that comes on the scene and brightens up the day. That's the one that does not worry about his own self. That's the one that's willing to change. That's the one that understands that if God be for me, who can be against me? That's the one that opens up his mouth and just let the Spirit speak on behalf of the Father. That's the one that does not see any wrong in what they're going through. That's the one that understands the big picture, the big plan. That's the one that God wants to place on the inside of you. The reason why you're going through, because every last one of y'all have a praise on the inside of you, and he's trying to get the praise out of you. I'm almost finished. The reason why we can't allow the praiser to come out of us, I'm almost finished, it's because we don't understand why we are going through what we are going through. I can't praise him until I understand why I'm going through what I'm going through. Contrary to what Pastor Macon sit up here for 30 minutes and tell you to praise him, if you don't comprehend the power of your praise and the reason why you have to praise, you will not do it today. Now, 20 years ago, we did it just because the preacher told us to do it. But we are not built that way today. You need to understand more before that praise can come up out of you. So I'm going to give it to you today. 1 Peter 4 simply says this. Beloved, think it's not concerning. So you need to know that it's not what? Strange or unusual. You can never get no further until you realize that what you're going through is not unusual for you being in Christ. Hallelujah. My gosh. You mean, I hear you start. You mean, Pastor, what I'm going through is normal? Yes. Hallelujah. So next time you come in my office, and I'm talking about you, Star, I'm talking about any of y'all, and act like what you're going through is such a big ordeal, I want you to understand this. It's not strange. It's not unusual. It ain't a big deal. It's normal. It's a hard word, ain't it? You ready? Because God allows trials and tribulation to come to us to expose our weakness so we can deal with them. The reason why you're going through to expose that you really got weaknesses in you. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says it about its best. There has no temptation that has taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able to bear. But with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. In other words, it's here to expose, not to destroy me. Hallelujah. I got stuff on the inside of me that's no good. And our number one response because of Adam and Eve is to sew fig leaves together and cover it up, not to expose it. Because we do not understand that you will eat of the tree. And the day that you will eat of it, you will surely die. It's not if you will, you will. We do not understand that God says that you will go through your trials and tribulations. When you will go through it, I will not allow it to destroy you, but you will come out of it. You don't understand that he has already made a way of escape. So it's hard for him to use his trial to remove or to show your weaknesses because you're crying. Oh, Lord, don't. But I need to.
What? No, what? Take me out. I'm afraid I'm going to die.
No, you got issues and problems that you can't go on next year living with unless he exposes it to you. But it's not here to destroy you. Hallelujah.
This good teaching here. You sure are, Pastor. I know.
Number two, to develop character in you. Be honest with y'all. I'm seeing it more and more. We as being in Christ are a bunch of raunchy Christians. We have no integrity. Nor we show forth good character. We can dress it up, but then the inside of us, we do some raunchy, funky, stinky, smell things. We tell lies when there ain't no need to tell a lie. We walk around with an attitude when God blesses us. So Romans 5:3. Clarifies this so much in me. We glory in tribulation knowing that tribulation worketh patience, patient experience hope, and hope make us not ashamed of the love of God which is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost which is given to us. So I need the tribulation to worketh or to perform some matters on the inside of me to build character in me. Let me explain something to every last one of y'all in here. If you do not like the man next to you, better yet, if you don't like the man on your road, better yet, if you don't like any individual in this church, better yet, if you don't like another Christian, you ain't gonna be there with them in heaven. Would you think God gonna have separate places, compartment for people? Click crew. I'm calling it click crew number one. Click crew number one. Your turn is up. We gave you Bale Street. You can hang out there. Click crew number two. Click crew number two. We give you West Street. We'd be like West Side Story. You're in my territory. In heaven. Praising. Do y'all understand that you can't get along with anybody down here? He cannot allow you to get up. There's not going to be a section off for you and your prototype of the people you like to hang out with. This is not East and West Berlin. That if we can't get along, we're going to build a wall in heaven. But instead of you allowing him to use the trials and tribulations when it's meant for it to remove your, to expose your weakness and to build your character, you fighting against growth.
And then I'm going through the water come out.
No, Roosevelt, he get on my last nerve. I almost had a breakthrough, but he had to say some words out of his mouth. He never had a breakthrough with Mr. Bully attitude.
You know what the bullies are? You ever seen somebody fight and debate the word of God? That's bullies. The word of God becomes their weapon. Their old motive for learning the word is not to get healing or deliverance or not get growth inside of inside, but to use it as a weapon. Because if they know more words than you, even though it's out of contents, you be scared. What a bully do? Bullies all talk. Ha, 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 ha. They out-talk you. Don't listen to a word you say. Just out-talk you. Hallelujah. That hitting home now. Ready? Trials and tribulation. The third thing it does to increase our faith and trust in God. Behold, I go. Watch this, y'all. Behold, I go forward, but he's not there. I go backwards, but I cannot perceive him. On the left hand, where he doeth his work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand, and I cannot see him. But
He knoweth the way that I take. And when he tried me, I shall come forth as pure gold. I don't have to see him to know that he'll never leave me, nor will he forsake me. The trial comes to build my faith. If he didn't drop me back then, if he didn't destroy me back then, if he was with me when I was unsaved, what I'm going through now, he's gonna be there. Even if I don't see him, he's there. So I don't care. I know he's gonna bring me through, because he said, I'll never leave you, nor would I forsake you. I'll be with you until the end of days. He that beginneth a good work is faithful until the day of completion. Some trust in horses, some trust in chariots, but me, myself, and I gonna trust in the Lord thy God with all my heart, soul, and mind. You really don't believe God can do it. You don't trust that God can bring you out. Hallelujah. If you believe in him, give him some glory. Let the praiser in you come up out of you. Hallelujah. Tell Mr. Whiner, sit down. Tell the blamer, stop. It's time for me to give God a praise. Hallelujah. In spite of my circumstances, hallelujah. In spite of my situation, hallelujah. In spite of what I can see, hallelujah. I'm gonna bless him. I'm gonna love him. I'm gonna trust him, because he is God. The last one, he allows trials and tribulation, I feel like preaching up in here, to come up in my life, hallelujah, that I can be one of the partakers, hallelujah, of Christ's suffering. Hallelujah. He wants you to see and feel, hallelujah, what he had to go through to save you. Hallelujah. That you become more compassionate. Hallelujah. To somebody else that's going through. Hallelujah. Hey, if you are one of his, you have to pick up your cross and follow him daily. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm ready to suffer. I'm ready to be a partaker of what Christ went through. That when his glory, hold up. I see something. Beloved, think it not strange concern the fiery trial, which is to try you, as some strange things done happen to you. In the midst of it all, you need to rejoice that ye are partakers of Christ's suffering. Dead, look at somebody, say, as a dead in the sentence, as a dead in the sentence. When? Not if. Not if. But when? His glory shall be revealed. Don't know when it's going to occur, but he's going to show up and show out. He may not come when I want him. Look at your neighbor and say, he's going to show up and show out. He may not come when you want him, but he's going to show up and show out. He may not come when you beg of him, but he will show up and show out Right on time. And when my God arrives, his enemies, tell him when the light come on the scene, all cockroaches disappear. Hallelujah. And when he show up and show out, I should have exceedingly glad. I should be exceedingly joyful. Look at your neighbor and tell them, I may be going through, but I'm coming out. But while I'm in this, I'm gonna let the praise that's on inside of me come out of me and drag me to the finish of my race. Bless God. Bless him. Bless the Lord. Bless him. He is worthy of all your praise. Look at somebody say, I got Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.